on Ukraine and oil prices and Democrats and all this stuff. So take a couple days this weekend to relax, kick back, try to get some downtime with the family. I'm going to go see Tallulah, the chubby French bulldog that I miss so much, and spend some time with my fam on Saturday. Say hi to my little nephew, who's now running around because he's like 15 or 16 months old, I guess. So he's running all over the place. Get some family time going. Take some time to relax and get ready for the fight once again on Monday, my friends. We go back into the breach. Team Reality, we'll talk to you then.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Did you know that you can have real gold and silver delivered to your door? Or if you choose, placed directly into your IRA or 401k. That makes it tax-free and penalty-free. That's right, real gold and silver in your hands or into your retirement accounts. So why should you own real gold and silver? Well, gold and silver traditionally hold their value, especially when markets decline or fail. Oxford Gold Group, the industry leader in precious metals, is offering gold and silver at the lowest prices on the market. The Oxford Gold Group will beat any competitor's price on gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call the Oxford Gold Group by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA to request your free precious metals investment guide. Just dial #250 and speak the keywords gold IRA to connect with the Oxford Gold Group today. They'll send you their precious metals investment guide. Call Oxford Gold by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA and get your free investment guide right now.
Hi, it's Larry Elder, and I want to tell you about a man named George who wrote in about his experience with 100% drug-free Relief Factor. George drives a garbage truck in Oregon. That's 10 hours a day of limited movement. And guess what that does to a bad knee? It's not good. After a while, George could barely move at the end of his shift, and he wasn't really sure what he was going to do. That's when Relief Factor came into his life. George is still out there working hard every day, but now he does it without pain. Hundreds of thousands of people have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% of them go on to order more. If you're living with pain in your life, it's time to do something about it and give Relief Factor a try. I'm telling you, it can really change your life for the better. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. President Biden says we will have higher prices on fuel and everything else, including groceries, because of the Russian invasion of the Ukraine. Well, he is right and he is wrong. We will have higher prices on everything, but he is wrong about why. Why is because we are not energy independent. We are not energy independent because his administration has bowed down to the radical left wing of his party and done everything they could to cripple domestic energy production. If we were energy independent, we would not be affected by problems in the Ukraine or the Middle East or anywhere else. Not my monkey, not my circus. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 3691321, QHALV.com. 3691321 QHALV.
Broadcasting live from the world famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Russian President Vladimir Putin has appeared at a huge patriotic rally in Moscow, marking the 8th anniversary of the annexation of the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine.
Putin, speaking to a crowd of tens of thousands of people at a stadium, praised the Russian military for its actions in Ukraine. He says, shoulder to shoulder, they help and support each other. Footage broadcast on national television portrays a loudly cheering, flag-waving crowd, chanting Russia at times and waving national flags. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Migration Agency estimates nearly 6.5 million people have now been displaced inside Ukraine, on top of the 3.2 million refugees who've already fled the country. Russia's UN ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, alleges that many of the reports of Russian attacks on Ukrainian civilians are fake.
We have disinformation war, which is raging much greater scale than on the battlefield. And I will not be surprised at anything, because who wins the information war? The one wins the war.
The head of the Russian delegation in talks with the Ukrainian officials says the parties have come closer to an agreement on a neutral status for Ukraine. Vladimir Medinsky has led Russian negotiators in several rounds of talks with Ukraine. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell by 7.2% in February as competition for a near-record low number of properties on the market drove prices higher, and rising mortgage rates kept would-be buyers on the sidelines. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 71 points, the Nasdaq's ahead 208. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What if I told you your home movies are already past their prime? It's true. The magnetic tape used in VHS and camcorder tapes only lasts between 10 to 20 years, which means your baby's first steps, weddings, and family vacations are fading away as we speak. Digitizing your old media with Legacy Box stops this fading process in its tracks. And by preserving your recordings, they're safe forever. Legacy Box is simply the best way to preserve your past, which is why they've been trusted by over 1 million families. Your memories are meant to be shared, not chewed up by the VCR or worn away with time. For a limited time, you can convert your tapes to digital for just $9 a tape. There's never been a better time to convert your entire collection. That includes film reels and photos, too. Visit LegacyBox.com/LBox to get our $9 sale. That's LegacyBox.com/LBox to unlock our $9 offer. LegacyBox.com/LBox.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. She changed her mind. Las Vegas City Councilwoman Michelle Fiore is not running for governor. She's filed to run for state treasurer instead. Fiore said she made the decision to switch races in the last few days, adding that her business background will serve her well in her run for state treasurer. In switching, Fiore faces a smaller field of opponents, with just one other Republican filing for the state treasurer's post. There are 15 GOP members in the primary race for governor. Democratic incumbent Governor Steve Sisolak is seeking re-election. Well, a big game changer as the Las Vegas Raiders have traded for wide receiver Davante Adams from the Green Bay Packers. Considered the NFL's best wide receiver, the five-time Pro Bowler is being reunited with his college quarterback. That's right, Derek Carr played with him at Fresno State. Green Bay will get the Raiders' first and second-round picks in next month's NFL draft, which, of course, is being held right here in Las Vegas. The Raiders' Super Bowl odds actually dropped after the trade, with Station Casinos lowering Las Vegas' odds to win the Super Bowl 35-1 to 25-1.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch for a crash. It's on the right shoulder. State police are on scene as we check it out on our traffic cams. That's 215 westbound at Warm Springs.
Also, lane restrictions continue downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl and the 515, both directions between Main and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Friday. This is like Friday times 10. We got the NCAA tournament still going on. They kicked off yesterday with a bunch of upsets. 15, St. Peter's knocks off big, bad, number 2 seed Kentucky. John Calipari had some explaining to do after the game. How do you lose to a 15 seed? Well, they did it. We got a lot to talk about there. We got all kinds of things. You heard on the newscast, gentleman Jim was telling you about Michelle Fiore is now going to run for state treasurer, not for governor. But it's still a crowded race. We'll talk about that. Also, we talked about it a little yesterday. I want to expand on it today if we can, because we just passed the 2-year anniversary of the March 17th Sisolak shutdown. It will forever be known as the Sisolak shutdown, and it will be tied to March 17, St. Patrick's Day, 2 years ago yesterday. We will talk about that. But the first thing we do it at the top of every Friday show. We celebrate because Friday is the best day of the week. Here we go.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Mm. Friday.
Mm. Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Mm. Friday.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. It's Friday. It's the day we celebrate. And we celebrate today because yesterday was kind of, to me, it was weird. On the one hand, we are further and further away from March 17. It was horrible. I can remember 2 years ago yesterday how bars and restaurants were getting ready to close down. And people were putting locks on the machines and all of that so it wouldn't, you know, you couldn't play the machines by mistake. I mean, there was all kinds of stuff going on. And it was surrealistic. There were a lot of people. And I'll give you a, for instance, Tommy White. Business manager, Laborers Union Local 872, a regular on our show, who I think he believes he was close to death. He had a near-death experience as a result of this. All of us across the state of Nevada remember what happened, how the governor shut us down, and we ended up with roughly 30% unemployment. And we lost freedom after freedom after freedom, and it was sad. And as we look back on it,
a lot of us, myself included, look back on that time as a huge loss of our personal freedom. And one of the reasons why I moved to Nevada was the belief that we needed more personal freedom, not less, like you get in all kinds of different states, the blue states. I'm going to open up our phone lines early in this hour, and I want to find out from you how this all changed your life. 90% of you, 90% of you probably were. Many of you were probably impacted a lot, and I would say upwards of 80-90%, because we started working from home. We were afraid that the next person we shook hands with and not fist bumped would end up giving us the disease. I will tell you, one night I woke up in a cold sweat for no particular reason. It happens from time to time. You have allergies, you have different stuff. And I really thought I had it. And once you had it, you were sure you were going to go into a hospital, get on a ventilator, and die. And it was a little scary. But I'm going to tell you something. I think we learned something. I think we learned something from this. That our personal freedom is worth fighting for. And I don't mean fighting as in January 6th style. But just fighting for our freedom. I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you how this all changed you. I recall how 9/11 changed me. And for those of you that don't know the story, I changed what I do for a living. Before 9/11, I was a sportscaster, and a pretty decent one. I was nationally syndicated. In fact, my show, Wall to Wall Sports, was carried on, I believe it was Keno. But it was one of the AM stations here in town. And my four-hour show was carried here. And Seat Williams was the program director. He's still very much here. Working. And when 9/11 hit, I was in Detroit, Michigan at the CBS owned and operated station. It was an all sports station. And I was waiting to go on the air when all of a sudden one plane hit and then the next plane hit. That's how 9/11 changed me. And I said, how can I be talking about, you know, why the Tigers bunt all the time, or why the Lions always run on first down when there are people jumping out of 90-story buildings. It just blew me away. And on that day, I made the decision, the conscious decision, to change what I do and to talk about the stuff that you and I talk about every day, about education, about our families. And I just changed. I just reinvented myself, all as a result of one day. Now we have 2 years of the Sisolak shutdown. And by the way, the governor still retains the emergency powers that he had 2 years ago. And simply put, I keep asking myself the question. I've been asking legislators and anybody I can find, when do these emergency powers end? When does the governor just go back to being a governor? I want to find out from you how this has changed you, how the last 2 years under the Sisolak shutdown, COVID-19, Omicron, variants, how it's changed you. And I know people who say they have been changed. People who honestly believed that they were near death. And some of the stories are just incredible. I know it's changed me. It's made me a little healthier. I take D3 now. Never did. I take vitamins. Never did. But I take them now. And various other ways where it's just changed me. I think my health is worse for the last 2 years. I think I became more sedentary. I honestly believe that my life has changed as a result of the last 2 years. And not necessarily for the good. I think to a certain degree, it's changed me for the worse. I've had COVID-19 not once but twice. Both times asymptomatic, other than maybe a little lethargic or whatever. We'll talk about this, and I want to find out from you how the last 2 years have changed you. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your phone calls coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on this Friday edition of AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. So when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
The world's greatest COVID experts, the ones who got it right, are coming to Las Vegas to share their personal stories on March 26th at the Ahern Hotel. I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I'll be host and moderator of this groundbreaking Las Vegas COVID Summit. Dr. Peter McCullough, the foremost expert on vaccines. Dr. Li Mengyan, the whistleblower from Hong Kong who exposed COVID as a bioweapon sent by China. And Dr. Fred Simon, a brilliant Nevada MD and a candidate for governor of Nevada. Just go to LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com to buy your ticket. That's LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com.
Wake up with the CW. Start your day with Kelly Curran and your Weather Authority.
I'll keep you prepared for the best or the worst all week long.
Weekday mornings at 8 on the CW Las Vegas, Channel 33, Cable 6.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. If you're a first-time caller, let our producer, gentleman Jim Dallas, know. He will whisper it in my ear. I will blab it to everybody. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Kevin, I had the second to maybe the worst, and if it wasn't for my, according to the daughter of a hospital, a chief of nurse hospital, I was in denial. I didn't eat. Let me tell you about the COVID I caught. It was the real thing. I didn't eat for 14 days.
Oh,
I lost
wow.
12 pounds. And by the grace of God, I lost them from the gut. I was really happy about that. But I wouldn't advise that. And there's a word called denial. And it wasn't until friends called me and boom. Given our age, Kevin, according to everything you saw on TV, not the radio, everything. You're not supposed to be hearing my voice. I was supposed to be gone.
Were you hospitalized?
I did not go to the hospital. I stayed in bed because I thought it was an allergic COVID. COVID. COPD attack.
Yeah.
Two times a year I'm going to get hit. Two times when the barometric pressure changes, I'm going to get hit. So I'm on 4 inhalers and a nebulizer. But according to everything you saw, and including Dr. Oz, who's running, by the way, and God, pray to God he wins.
By the way, quick note, it looks like he may be pulling out of the race. And going to, he said he's exploring the possibilities of returning to TV.
Well, he's got, like you, Kevin, he's got skin in the game.
There you go.
He tried,
go.
And they must have found something. But I'm telling you, your listeners aren't even supposed to be, according to the media. I shouldn't be here, and I'm telling you.
Were we sold a bill of goods, Frank, by the media?
We have a country where you can go to jail for slander. And, boy, your cohorts in print and on television, they ought to be locked up, Kevin. That's all I got to say is, I'm coming to you to tell you that they lied, and I want it out of this body.
Hey, Frank, can I tell you something? I'm so glad you're still with us. Thanks, man, for sharing your story. There's an example. Thank you for the call, though. There is an example of somebody who by all rights, if you listen to the media, cable news, CNN, Chris Cuomo, probably shouldn't be with us. Probably should end up in a hospital on a ventilator and die. I can tell you story after. I've got a good friend who honestly thought he was going to die. And he thought that his next breath may be his last. And for him, lungs and lung output was the whole issue. Anyway, I'll just tell you, it's really, the last 2 years have been the most fascinating years for me in the last 40. we were all tested. All of us. And I don't mean tested for COVID.